Hi, everyone. I'm Jenna Milley with Screenwriting U, and I'm here today with Diane Bell, who wrote and directed Bleeding Heart, starring Jessica Biel. Hi, Diane. How are you?
Hi, Jenna. How are you doing?
Great. So good to talk to you. And I want to hear all about this movie. It's such an emotional, personal movie with really a great ending. How did you come across this project? Was this your idea, or did someone bring this idea to you?
No. So I actually started writing it just after my son was born. I was, taking time out, having a baby, and I just started writing something that I just wanted to write for myself. Really, I used to teach yoga, and when I started teaching yoga in Edinburgh, Scotland, where I'm from, I actually taught yoga in a social welfare center for prostitutes, and back then, and it sounds a little bit naive, but when I started teaching, I was just really shocked by the young women that I met there and their life stories and sort of what they were living with. And by that, I mean, they were living with, to my eyes, very high levels of violence. You would go in there, and any given day there would be a sign up warning them about, some client had beat up one of the girls the night before or something. And that was a shock. I thought, my goodness, this is happening in my city. There's these young women who, mostly had come through the foster care system. They didn't have families. Now they were working in the streets, and nobody cared. And they're suffering all kinds of violence, and really no one cared. And so that just really stayed with me, and I knew, at some point I was like, I just want to write about that. Living here now in California, in Santa Monica, which is the sort of epicenter of feel good yoga, where everything is wonderful in the world. I was just interested in sort of, bringing those two worlds together. And so I just started writing it to myself. I guess when my son was 3 months old, I went to a meeting with Greg Amon at a company then called Unique Pictures that became Fido Features. And I mentioned it to him in passing. I said, he said, what are you doing right now? And we were actually meeting about something else. And I told him about the script that I was just writing for myself. And he was immediately like, I want to read that, And that was how then it got started. He came on board for development, and I guess a year later we had a script to go out with.
Wow, that's great. What a great story. Yeah. By the time you had the meeting, did you have an outline or just a premise, or and can you walk me through the process?
I was just writing it for myself, and I think it depends on which process you're in, but when I write things for myself, I tend not to outline. I like to just dive, I had the characters, and I had some idea of where the story was going. And so I just, I was just writing it just like that, So when I met him, I did not have an outline for the whole movie. After our meeting, I just sent him, a one-page about it, and it was more about the characters and sort of the world and the tone and what I wanted to explore than actually, a beat sheet or something like that, And that was when he got involved, and so then I think I continued to write it like that. I don't think I did, an actual outline for it. I just wrote the screenplay, which is how I love to write, if I'm just left to my own devices. Quite often you have to do a different way, where you have to do the whole outline. For me, that takes quite a lot of the fun out of writing.
Yeah, I guess, is that because so much happens on the page, or just curious why outlining is stifling sometimes from your point of view?
What? I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Just curious, because I have so many listeners that are beginners, why sometimes outlining is not the best way to get to the story?
I think it's just because, once you tell me outline, that's definitely the heavy lifting in some sense. If you've got all the beats of the story outlined, you've done the sort of heavy lifting, but it kind of takes out the fun of discovering the story for me as I'm writing it. And I guess each of us is different and has our own process. Definitely if it's a more complicated story, it can be helpful to do outlines. And I think often in the industry, if you're getting an assignment, if you're going to people saying, hey, this is what I want to do, you have to do it. It's part of the job to give them the outline so they know what they're signing on for. But just when I'm left to my own devices, I enjoy discovering the story, letting the characters speak and explore, and I just learn it as they learn it. And that, for me, is the most exciting way to write something. It can often take you down dead ends, too, but it's not necessarily the most expeditious way to do it.
Very cool. Well, once you get the script written and then you're going around with it, what is that process like as far as writing? Are you doing notes when people are interested in the project, like developing further with them, or do you just wait until you have a buyer or you have financing since you are also directing?
I think like with this one, I wasn't initially planning to necessarily direct it. You know, I was writing it and then I someone else could direct this. And at a certain point, I was like, no, I think I really should direct it. But the actual process, yes, I mean, like when you're developing it with a production company, then they are giving you this, absolutely. And you have to get to a place where you're all happy with it. And so it's a different process. You know, I'm in post-production right now on my third film. And in that, I developed it just really by myself. It's made in a much more independent way. And so then, in that process, I don't need to fulfill anybody else's kind of thing. I just need to fulfill my own. And it's a different kind of process. But when you're working with a production company, yes, you deliver a draft of the script, and they will give you their feedback and notes and concerns, and you have to address those and create a script that everybody's really excited about.
Do you have any special technique for addressing notes? Because I know for beginners, it's so daunting to think of someone telling you to make a change. How do you deal with that as a professional writer?
When somebody else is putting the money in, you have to you have to recognize that a really big part of your job is to make them happy. But your second big job is to make a great script and also like to make a great film. The aim is not to make a great script, the aim is to make a great film. And it's really like, I feel like when you get a note, any note, you have to detach yourself, first of all. You have to be very objective-minded about things. You know, when someone's giving you notes about your screenplay, they're not criticizing you. You know, it's your screenplay. It's okay. You know, and then the next thing is just really being able to look at it with a clear eye. And I think in your gut, you know when a note is right. You know, like you just feel it. You know, and it's like someone will point something out and you go, yep, they're right. I should have seen that myself. And sometimes you'll get a note when you just completely disagree with it. And, you know, and I think sometimes you fight those ones. You don't have to do everything. If you're absolutely sure, you know, that this note is wrong, then, you know, you tell the people, you know, you tell them politely that this is a bad idea. And you tell them why it's a bad idea, you know. And if you've got good reasons and they're reasonable people, they will see the light and they'll agree with you. And back down from whatever it is. But it can be a tricky process, sure. It's not, I don't think it's,
Wow. Yeah, it could be difficult sometimes. Just to ask a question about the directing, how did you connect with Jessica Biel? She's so good in the movie. She has so much, and she doesn't speak that much, but there's just so much gravity to her, to her acting style. How did you, always picture her?
When I was writing, I did not picture her in the show. I never thought about her. And then when we were in our casting process, we had this great casting director, Richard Hicks, and he brought up her name. And I just went, oh my goodness, no, she's far too glamorous, and I can't imagine her to be real, I guess, you know? And he's like, I don't know, you know? And so, my producer sort of was like, he said, okay, well, let's get her the script. So she got the script, and she just really responded to it. And then we met for the first time, and I was still not sure, you know? And the first question almost was like, how do you feel about this character? And she just immediately, the moment she started talking about May, I was like, oh my God, she's this character. She's this woman. She understood it completely. And she said something to me. She said, I understand May. She said, everyone looks at her and just thinks her life is perfect and everything's perfect, and it's really not. He said, I feel like that. You know, said, I know what that feels like. You know, people see me and they think everything's perfect. And I'm just a human, you know. I have all the same problems as everybody else, you know. And
right.
I just immediately clicked. And I knew that she was also just totally, you know, she's incredibly just brave and open. She was just like, she was just ready to take this on. Like, she had no no ego and no vanity at all, you know. Because something that's important to her at the beginning. How do you feel about really wearing no makeup and really, you know, just like looking like a real woman? Like if you wake up in the morning, your hair is a mess. And she was just like, of course, you know, because I want this character to be completely real and just truthful. And she was 100% down with that. And I think her performance is really, really special in the film. It's wonderful.
Yeah, she's really great. I wouldn't have pictured her either, but it's, I think that's what's so unique about it. And did you, when writing, because I noticed it's sort of contained to just a few locations, was that part of your goal to keep it low in production costs?
So the first draft that I do, I just let myself go wild, and there's all kinds of different locations, and there's all kinds of different things, you know? And then the realities kick in once you start this budget and schedule and all that kind of stuff. You're in production. You know, you're heading towards production. And that's the time at which, you know, then you start to lose certain things and change certain things, and that, so that it's doable on the budget that you have, and you know, and you can do it well on the budget that you have, you know? And so definitely at that point, you know, some changes were made to the script to make it more doable in the budget that we had.
Is that some advice you would give to just a first-time screenwriter or somebody getting started in their career?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, like, actually, after that, so my third film, the film that I'm in post on right now, is really one location. And, you know, what it means, if you don't have to move around, if you just have so much more time and you'll get it, you'll make it better. The film will be better. You know, if you're spending half your time going from one place to another, there's a number of problems. One, every time you have a company move, you lose time and you're just losing shooting hours. But another thing, too, is your budget is spent more thin around those locations, you know, like you can't make them necessarily as visually perfect as you would like them to be. So, like, absolutely, I think if you're working with a small budget, and the smaller it is, like a little less location you are, because your film will be better.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Diane. It was so great talking to you, and I hope I talk to you for your next project, too.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks so much for talking.